Okay, today's daf is B'Metzia, daf Ayin, and we are on Samach Tes Lamed Beis, towards the bottom, talking about various issues relating to investments and Iska, as has come up. So the Mishnah made a comment on Samach Tes Lamed Beis that one is allowed to be Mafriz Al Sadehu, and there's no problem of Ribbis. So what does that mean? Right, we've been talking, if there is an Iska, if there is an investment made while the managing partner, as he's called, the one who's involved in the investment, if he is doing all the work and he's responsible for all the losses and they're going to split the profits, that's a problem because the fact that he has to pay everything back and he has achrayus means that that's like a milveh, and the fact that he is working for nothing, so that's like ribbis. So how do you get out of that? So we discussed all of the different permutations of how that works. But the Mishnah says, but if one is mafriz al sadehu, there's not a ribbis problem. What does that mean? If the worker says, you know what, why don't you give me more than was agreed upon, and I'll have to give you back more, but if that money goes into the item, like a field, it gives him back a better field, that's not a problem, because the field is now a higher quality, and that's why he has to give back more. And that works if you physically improve a store or a boat, but not if you just use the store and the boat, because that is not considered a physical, a inherent improvement in the items. Second to last skinny line, Svinta. So, related case. If somebody has a boat, somebody rents out a boat. I'm renting a boat from you. Amar Rav Agra Upagra. Rav says, Agra, I could give you a rental fee. Upagra, and I could even be responsible for any damages that happen to the boat. If it goes down and if it gets destroyed or broken, I have to pay for it. That's what Rav says. That's mutter, even though it sounds like that's a problematic situation, because I'm paying rent and I'm responsible if something happens. Amrulei Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi l'Rav, iagra lo pagra, ipagra lo agra. Right, what does that mean? They say, if he's paying rent, iagra, so lo pagra, he shouldn't have to pay for the damages. And ipagra, lo agra, why? Because if it's both, then it would be a problem of ribbis, because he would be responsible for the entire boat. So that's like a loan on the boat, the fact that he's going to have to give back the principal no matter what, and he's paying the rental fee, right? So that's a problem. So Shasak Rav did not have an answer to that. So I'm Rav Sheshes. So my time is Shasak Rav. Rav Sheshes asked, why didn't Rav answer? Right? Lo Shamile Hadatanya, didn't Rav know of the Brisa as follows? Right? What would be the answer? He didn't. Maybe he had a different gears than the Brisa, or he had a different understanding of the Brisa. But either way, this following Brisa helps him out. What did the Brisa say? Afalpisha Amru Ein Makablin Tzon Barzel Mi Yisrael. We're going to get into Tzon Barzel in the Mishnah later on today's daf. But we are familiar with Tzon Barzel from Ksubis, right? The items that a woman brings into the marriage that the husband has a responsibility to give back that amount. It's estimated in the Ksuba, and you have to give back that amount. That's why it's like Barzel. It's like iron to her. It's definitely going to come back. So the same way that it's used there, it's used here. A person cannot be Makabal Tzon Barzel, a Jew from a fellow Jew, because that would be a problem of ribbis if he has to give back the actual items and not have to, and the owner does not have to pay him a fee for working with it, so that is not allowed. Rashi says that very often tzon was given, and that's why it's called tzon barzel, right? It's like barzel, it's like iron, and it's tzon because that's common. That's a Rashi that, if you remember, all over Shas, whenever tzon barzel is used, it is the sixth wide line in Rashi. V'hainu tzon barzel, shekasha ka barzel, shekiyem eitzel ba'alav, ve'ino pochez etzlam. Number one, it's connected to the owner, he's never going to lose. V'nirali, sherov ha'mekablim, kacha yunogim, l'kabal behemadaka, l'hachi kari l'hu tzon. So 2 points, why is it barzel and why is it tzon? Rashi explains towards the bottom. So again, back to the Brisa. The Brisa says, right, Rav Sheshes is bringing this Brisa to support Rav, even though we know one is not allowed to be Makabel Tzon Barzel from Yisrael, a Jew from a Jew, Ava Makabel Tzon Barzel Menan Achrim. But as we have said, and it's going to come up as on later, on the daf later today, but from a non-Jew, from a Nachri, one is allowed to accept Tzon Barzel and pay, right? That's paying ribbis to a Nachri. Aval Amru, but they said, Hashom para lechaveiro. If somebody has a cow, that some Reuben gives Shimon a cow to take care of and to invest and to work. Va'amar lo, hare parascha suyolai b'shloshim dinar. And Shimon says to Reuben, you know what? I'll owe you for sure, no matter what, 30 dinar. Va'ani a'ale lecha sela b'chodesh, and I will pay you a sela per month mutter. Why is all that mutter? Lefi shelo asa adamim. What does that mean? Lo asa adamim? Because he didn't explicate a certain amount of money. Says the Gemara, yes, he did. Lo asa, what do you mean? What does this brisa mean? Amar Rav Sheshis, so Rav Sheshis gives pshat of the brisa. Right, this is probably why Rav didn't mention it, because he didn't have this pshat. Rav Sheshis explains the brisa as follows. Lo asa damim mechayim elo la'achar misa. You know why that case of the cat was not a problem of ribis? Because he says, if the animal dies, I need to give you back shloshim dinar, exactly what it was worth. But what if it didn't die? What if it just appreciated? What if the market value went down? All of that, I do not take responsibility for. That's the chiddush of the brisa. As we have said, if it's not an automatic for sure case of ribis, there's a chance, and there's a chance not. If the animal dies, then fine, I have to give it back. If it doesn't die, then I'll just give you back, right, the harishal chalafanecha. I'll give you back what it is. That's not a case of ribis. Maybe that's similar to tzad echad beribis mutter, right, because there's a chance that the animal won't die, and therefore there won't be a case of ribis, and that's why it is okay, right? And that is also suggests Rav Sheshes what Rav meant in the case of Svinta. Agra Pagra, right? Agra is while if the boat is still around, so he's going to pay rent, and then he's just going to give back the boat. If the boat gets broken and destroyed, then he's going to have to give it back. So that's not a case of ribis, because that could be possibly not a problem if the item is still there. There is a machlokas Rishonim. The Rashba here quotes two deyas. He likes one of the opinions. So in this type of circumstance, where the person says, you know what, I'll take your investment. If it's destroyed, I have to pay you back in full. If not, if it's here, I'm just going to give it back to you. Whatever it's worth, whatever it's owed. So let's say it's destroyed. Let's say it breaks. Do you have to pay as much as it was worth at the moment that it was destroyed? The later moment, or do you have to pay how much it was worth at the moment of Mashiach? Because remember, he's not responsible until after it's broken, after it's not here. So which amount? Let's say it depreciates before it gets destroyed. So if it wouldn't have been destroyed, he could just give it back. And then it breaks. So that is 2 days in the Rashba. Yesh Mefarshim. Some say the Rashba, Shemesa Yishalim Kishas Mashiach. Which is the bigger Chiddush? Which would you say? Probably this first one. You pay kishas mashicha, because here, until the last moment, you can just give back the item. And once it breaks, it breaks. But some say no. You pay what it was worth b'shas mashicha. V'yafa pisha huzla o kachasha bein shas mashicha l'shas misa. And even though it went down in value between the time of the commitment to the time of the when it died, v'chein b'svina mishalim kishas mashicha. Also by a boat. Velokisha shvira im huzlo pachsa beitayim. That's one there. Yesh befarshim. V'yesh befarshim. And the Rashba says, no, but there's another opinion. The Ramban also quotes these 2 days. I'm just reading it from the Rashba. V'yesh befarshim. Tim huzlo kachsha beitayim lo mashalim klum. No, you don't pay for that difference. V'yemesa lachasha kachsha. O lachasha huzlo. Eino mashalim ela bedabim shayza shavim shas misa. Right, 2 days. Do you pay from the moment of the commitment? Right, once it's not here, then automatically it reverts back to our original agreement. Or no, there's a chiyuv up, and it's at the ends, now it kicks in. The Rashba likes the first opinion. V'loshen abraisa muchachas lafi daiti kedivrei hapirish arishon. Why? Because it says, the language that we just read, hare parascha asuya alai balam dinarim. That language sounds like he's committing right now. I'm ready to pay you 30 dinar, which is what it's worth. Alma mehashta kotzis lo damim. V'yav v'isha mishalim lo kishas mashicha. Kiva che'eno mechuyah betashlumen ele meso nishpura. V'omedes ilachzer be'enei. It just makes it a little bigger of a chiddush that it's not ribis. If he's committing to what it's worth right now, so he says yes, but it's only going to have to pay that if the animal dies. V'kol zman shachozeres be'enei. Machzir l'baylan kamo shehi. Ein ze kemilve. So we don't treat it like a loan, because there's a chance that he won't have to give it back the entire amount. It's considered more of a rental, where you're able to give back the depreciated value, because that's the whole point why you pay rental fees, because you're going to give back the depreciation. Right? That's what we said yesterday on top. That was the difference with Rav Chama. Rav Chama wanted to rent out money. No, the difference between money and a hoe. Right? A hoe is returned with the depreciation. So those are 2 deos in the Rashba. The Tosfos of the next Amud also talks about this issue, but it was nice and clear in the Ramban and the Rashba. Good, let's continue. Amar of Papa, last line of Papa says, do we hold this way? Hilchasa, Svina Agro Pagra, as Rav said. buy the boat, you could pay the agra, you could give the rental fee, and the pagra, if it's broken, what you pay back, because as Rav Shesh has explained based on the Brisa, you might not ever come to this, because if it just depreciates, you could just give it back. The nagu b'nei kufra, agra b'shas mashicha, pagra kisha'a b'shas shvira. And the b'nei kufra, who are the b'nei kufra? Rashi says those are the people of the boat, the sailors, right? It's called kufra because they used to line their boat with kofar, right? Like we know by the Teva, right? And by Moshe Rabbeinu, right? You line the boat with kofar. But they used to split up the payment. They used to pay the rental fee right at the moment that they rented out the boat, and the pagra bishas shavira. And the pagra is if it's broken, that they would pay that. I mean, they wouldn't wait to pay it all one lump sum. Even if you want to say, like we discussed a couple of days ago, ein l'schiris elav basof, that really is only payable at the end, but they wanted to make sure it didn't even look like ribis. If you pay it all at one lump sum and you're paying back more, it looks worse. Here, it looks different, right? It looks like you're paying for the rental, and then later on, you're paying for the breaking. Says the Gemara, Atu bimin haga talya milsa. What, this way they were knowing to do? What does it mean they were knowing? You can choose whatever you want. If somebody's against halacha, so it's not based on a minhag. Mishum dimasnisa tanya minhaga. Because the brisa that we just quoted said it was mutter in the type of arrangement, that's why they were knowing to do this, right? They didn't make it up on their own, right? The minhag does not, even the Gemara, the Chazal say in one place, minhag mevatel halacha, but the Rishonim also quote, minhag osios gehenim. Right, you got to put those two together. Right, the minhagim are very strong, but minhagim are also cannot be against a minhag tatwus. Right, so again, minhagim need to be taken seriously. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim that we've quoted in the beginning that the Rambam even includes minhagim in Los Asur, certain types of minhagim that we have. Well, we make brachos on minhagim, which reflects its severity, right? Yontif Sheni Shel Galias, in Chutz La'aretz, we make brachas, Alachilas Matzah, Alachilas Mara, Asher Galanu, we say a whole second, another Shmona Esrei, right? We say, Ashkenazim say, everybody agrees to that, right? The bracha on the minhag of Yontif Sheni. Ashkenazim also say, well, let's say it organized. There are three types of minhagim. Some you for sure make a bracha on, some you for sure don't make a bracha on, and then you have the machlokas in the middle. So Yantav Sheni Shokal Liyas, you for sure make a bracha on. The Gemara says that Beferish and Mesech HaShabbos. Banging Hoshanas on Hoshana Rava on the floor, Chibut Arava, you for sure do not make a bracha on. Nobody makes a bracha. Those are the two poles. And then you have in the middle, what's the rule, what's the exception? And what's that case? Making a bracha on Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Right, so that is a machlokas. Rishonim, Bali Tosfos, the Rambam, various Gemaras that give different impressions. Rav once came to Bavel and to Eretz Yisrael, and he saw that the chazan was skipping. He's like, oh, okay, was there a bracha said or not? Unclear how to interpret the story, but that is the discussion in the Rishonim. But the fact that you at least have some minhagim that you make a bracha on shows the severity and the significance of minhagim and halacha, and therefore, and the problem of the bracha might just be with vitzivanu, right? Might not even be the Shem Hashem, right? Which itself is an important suggestion. But either way, that's what the Gemara says here. The minhag flows from the fact that the halacha was paskind. Good. Amar of Anan, Amar Shmuel. Ma'o shel yisomim, Mutter la'avos ha'beribis. As we keep going through this pesachta, every daf we get one or two more yesodos, bigger nekudas about ribis. Remember yesterday we had ribis is only between the lova and the malva. Right, that was yesterday's yesod on beis. As we continue, and we just learned that there's no ribis if it's going to be only if the item is not here. But if the item is here and I can just give it back and say, Arisha Kalafanecha, it's yours, so then there's no problem. Another yesod that we learned. And now we're learning another yesod. We'll have to see if we pasken this way. At least according to some. Shmuel says, you're allowed to lend money of orphans with ribis. Mutter lahalvosan beribis. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, I don't know what you're talking about. Mishum diyasmi ninu safina luhu isura. Just because they're yesomim, you feed them isur. Isser, forbidden money. Yasmi da'achli, da'lav da'tu, yisomim, that eat money that's not theirs, leiz lubasa shifkayu. They're going to end up going after the ones that have left them, meaning not a good place for them to be, right? Shifkayu, those who have already died. Meaning machlokes, Rav Nachman, and Rav Anan about this. But again, remember, Rav Anan quoted Shmuel. And Rav Nachman said, what are you talking about? He kind of gave it a curse. So the Gemara says, Amar le, Rav Nachman says, Ravanan, emili izi dugufa du'uv dehechiavi. Tell me what you're quoting this from Shmuel. I am sure that Shmuel did not say this beferish. So what exactly did you hear? What was the story? And let me try to explain maybe a different interpretation. So Ravanan, what's going on? So Amar le, Ravanan says, yes, I'll tell you the story. Ahu duda de b'nei bar ukva. There was a certain pot, a dud, to b'nei mar ukva of the children of mar ukva, to havi bei mar Shmuel, that Shmuel had. Shmuel had this pot of the Yesomim. What did he used to do? Takil v'yahiv lei, takil v'shakil lei. He used to weigh it and give it, right? He used to rent it out to people, and then when he took it back, he used to wait and see if it would depreciate it. And he used to not only take a rental fee, but also take the difference in the depreciation. That sounds a little bit like ribbis. Right, because it's you have to give back a certain amount, and then you're responsible for the pot. Shokel agra, shokel paksa. So the Gemara says, yagra lo paksa, yipaksa lo agra. As we said earlier, you can't take both. You can't take a rental fee and be responsible for the principal to give it back for sure. So why would that work? So Amar lei, so this is the story that Rav Anan reported, and this is why I think that Shmuel holds that you could use Yisomim's property and collect ribbis on it. So Amar lei, says Rav Nachman to Rav Anan, no, kiha, in that case, afilu b'diknani, nami shari l'mevid. No, even by older people that would be mutter. Second time in this Masechta, we had that Lashon. Diknani is from the word zakan, a beard. Right, even a bearded person, somebody older, that's not about Yisomim. That's not ribbis. Why? Because even though they pay some of the depreciation, it doesn't cover totally. It doesn't cover the copper that has gotten used. Every time copper is burned and used as a pot, you know, its value is less. And Rashi points out, even though they pay some of the depreciation, there's some of this, the nisraf, it's just not as good of a pot. And that can never be replaced. So therefore, that's always a loss that the owner suffers, and therefore that's not going to be ribbis. So machlokas between Rav Anan and Rav Nachman about using the money of Yesomim for ribbis. How far did Rav Anan mean to go in his shita when Rav Anan quoted Shmuel? How far did he mean to go? So the Rishonim machlokas. But if you look in the Rashba, if you look in the Ritva. I'll read it from the Ritva this time. Ritva says, it sounds like from Rav Anan's statement, even Ribbis Daraisa. Sounds like that's what he would have said, says the Ritva. Lefum Pashta, Mashma. According to this, it sounds like, Tosfos discusses this a little bit also on top, on the little top Tosfos, but anyway, the Ritva is a little more expansive. Lefum Pashta, Mashma, da filu Ribbis Daraisa Shari. Why? Why would you say Ribbis Daraisa is mutter? V'tayma mishum de yasmi b'nei mevin mitzvah ninhu. The Yesomim orphans are not mechuyev in mitzvos. They're not mechuyev. V'gam anu ein anu muzhar na mamonam. And we are not musar on their mamo. Delo asra Torah el ribbis haba amilo v'lamalveh. V'kal heicha de azhi rachmana l'malveh. Asir lolo v'lar v'l'edim. If it's asir for the malveh, it's asir for everybody else. But where it's mutter for the malveh, it's mutter for everybody else. And even though, says the Ritva, the sugya at the end of Yevamis, katan ochel nevelos, bezdin mitzuvin lafrisho, bezdin is not allowed to actively be involved in giving ketanim isurin, the Ritva adds the line, ha, here it's not nevela, basar shchutos ninu. This is basar shachut, meaning it's mutter. No problem. So again, this relates to the case. It's mutter. Why is this mutter? Are you allowed to steal for a yasom? Are you allowed to not pay workers of a yasom? The answer is again, maybe this is part of the larger issue of ribbis. Ribbis is not actually exactly gzela inherently, right? This is something, as we have said, it's the chiddush haTorah that it's a problem, but it's a part of it's a higher standard. The way the Avnei Nezer and the Shuvin Yaradeya, Sachashaver. And he writes in Yoredeya, Simon Kufnutas, he quotes this Ritva. Right, the Ritva, he wrote this about 1900 or so. So he writes, Bir Dvar of Nira, Disvira Li. Do you know what the Ritva's pshat is? The Isser of Ribbis flows from the mitzvah of Halva'a. That's what it sounds like from the Ritva, right? The Ritva's Lashon is, everybody's Isser, only if the Malva has the Isser. If the Malva doesn't have the Isser, so then there's no Isser. But the Ritva says, if you look closely, the Avnei Nezer says, if you look closely at the Ritva, he thinks this is what it means. The Isser Ribbis, b'mitzvahs im kesef talveh, Et ami talya. De mishum de mitzvah lavosel. There's a mitzvah to give a loan, and when you give a loan, you have to do it in this way. But if there's no mitzvah to give a loan, then you don't get to step two. Ukemosha asr lito schar al kol mitzvah shel Torah lahazos al kadesh. Just like you can't take money for any mitzvahs that you do. The Gemara says elsewhere, for the Kohanim working with the Paraduma. So here too, you can't take money for doing a mitzvah of lending money. V'yalkein, yasvi delav b'nei mevin mitzvah dehalvaninu, v'yafilu levata mimenu mitzvah shol Torah b'yadayim mutter. Even if they don't do it. But here they're choosing to do the mitzvah, shuva ribis eno iser eslo klal. There's no, and that's what he means by basar shchutos. That's what he means by it's mutter, it's not a problem. So according to this svara, says the Ritva, I would think that according to Rav Anan's Shmuel, even ribis daraisa would be allowed. We generally don't assume that way. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samach, Sif Yud Ches, in Yaradea, what's the halacha? Kol ribis derabanan, mutter b'moshel yisomim. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, ribis derabanan is mutter. O shall hektish aniyim, o talmud Torah, o tzorach beis hakneses. V'chein noagin lahakel, says the Rama, right, that the ribis derabanan, so you want to say this is a machlokas, but ribis deraisa, okay, but ribis derabanan, the Shulchan Aruch says, that we could say is, it is okay, that's what the Rush Paskins on this Gemara. V'noagin lahakel, avagav v'ish machmirim, de'inu mutter rak bebezdin. The Rama continues, even though some say, you can't just have somebody in Apuchapas do this, you have to have Bezdin do it, but we say otherwise. Then there are my ads. Yesh makom Moshe noagim shabu chabas malva mosi some and beribis ketsutza. Some even allow the apu chabas to lend it with, right, midaraisa. The shach says lo shamati b'shumakom. Right, I never heard of anybody say this. But the Rama quotes it, and then the Rama says uminag tosu. It's a mistaken minhag. Getting back to minhagim, right? It's a minhag betos. The ein leleich acharav. Don't follow it. The call haputrapas she'osa kenin, and if any haputrapas does this, look in choshe mishpat if he's nifsal. So we have to look there. Aval beribis derabanan shari calls manchelo higdala yasom laasok b'maosav kederach shara nashim. Right, so ribis derabanan, we say, we're going to get to some cases soon. But ribis derabanan, why it's mutter? Derabanan, we're not goes there in cases where there's a larger need for the orphans. But ribis daraisa, no way. What happens if a Bisman in the right nowadays we don't paskin that ribis daraisa is okay for them? What happens if an apuchapas did it? Do the shomim have to give it back? Do the shomim have to give back ribis daraisa? Is it like them? If somebody takes ribis daraisa themselves, they have to give it back. If somebody takes it, then he dies, and then the yisomim, they don't have to. We learned that earlier. But here is kind of in the middle. The apuchapas is doing it for the yisomim. Do they have to give it back? Says the Rashba in a tshuva, chelik dalet simin kuf mem zayin. No, they don't have to give it back for a number of reasons. Number one, shehem chada shehem atzmam lo hilva beribis el apuchapa hu shehilva vechilam. It wasn't them; it was the apuchapas. Which gets us into the sugya of apuchapas, as we've said before. How much is he a stand-in? How much we've discussed guardian versus agent, right? How does he act? So the Rashba says he's not them. V'lo od, and then he says afilu heim atzmon shehilvu ve'achlo meina chayavim. Dachilas ketanim lav klumu. They're ketanim. So even if they took it, they consumed it, they don't have to give it back. And even if they stole mamish, right, they would be putter. Right, and therefore, the Rashba says, if it's done, it shouldn't be done, but if it's done by the Yisomim, so then it is not collectible according to this. But either way, again, we have a machlokas here between Rav Anan and Rav Nachman about Shmuel's halacha, whether you could lend Yisomim's money, ribis daraisa, or not. Right, that's the machlokas according to the Chachmei Sfarad, that Rav Anan even agrees to ribis daraisa. Either way, we don't paskin that way, ribis daraisa not. Ribis Drabanan is okay. And that we get from the following Gemara is coming up. Amar Abba Bar Sheila, Amar Av Chizda, V'yarmila, Amar Abba Bar Yosef Bar Chama, Amar Av Sheshes, Ma'o Shel Yisomim, Mutter La Vosan, Karov L'Schar, V'Rachok L'Hefsid. Right, so now we're getting into Ribis Drabanan context. You're allowed to lend money of Yisomim in a case where it's weighted on the side of profit. It's Karov L'Schar, and there's a very good chance that there's going to be profit, and it's very far-fetched that one is going to have Hefsid, right? A case of ribis drabanan, as we've said. Tana rabanan, karav l'schar v'rochok lehefsid, Russia. If somebody lends money, karav l'schar v'rochok lehefsid in general, not talking about a katan. Russia, right? That's an issur drabanan, and you're not allowed to violate the issur drabanan either. Karav lehefsid v'rochok l'schar chosin. Karav lazeh lazeh, rochok mizeh mizeh, zui midas kal adam. But if it's equal, you have to take chances, and you hope to have profits. So then, that is all. That's the midas kal adam. Says the Gemara, Amar le Rabba le Rav Yosef, Hani zuzi di asfi hechi avdina lehu. So Rabba wants to ask Rav Yosef, so what do I do with money if you sell him? I want to protect them. I want to make them some money. I don't want to violate any isurim. So what do I do? So Amar le, mosvino hu beidina vi avdina lehu zuzi zuza. Give it to Bezdin. Bezdin will deal with the money. Says the Gemara, Amalev, Hoka Kal Yakarna. Well, Bezdin just gives them little by little. How does that help? I'm talking about investing. I'm talking about saving them, not just using up their money. So Amalev, Mar Hechiyavin. Okay, so what do you do? Amalev, Batkinan Gavra, Disle Dava Pricha. I go look for somebody who has pieces of gold, right? Golden pieces or fragments, right? Why Dafka? Because these are obviously not borrowed, right? Nobody borrows these. They belong to the person who has them. Vinaktina dava mine, I take some gold from him. I pay for those gold pieces with the money of the Yisomim, and I ask him to invest it. But I ask him to take responsibility for it so that the Yisomim can't lose. Right? A case of ribis drabanan, where there's a guarantee, basically, that they're not going to lose. That's what I do. Aval davar misuyim lo, but I don't ask them. If there are no gold pieces, I don't ask them to give me a watch or a chair or a table, because I don't want to take chances when it comes to Yisomim. Dilma pikadon inu vasi mari yav simanin v'shakalei. Maybe it's a pikadon, it's a borrowed item, and then the owner's going to come and eventually take it from the Yisomim. The Yisomim might end up losing, and therefore I wouldn't want to take that. The Rishonim here discusses, would it be enough for the owner to give a simon? Right, is this like Hashava Saveda? Would that be good enough? So the Rishonim here discuss that issue. Amar of Ashi, Tainach, Yimishtaka Gavra, the Islay Dava Pricha. So if that works, if you find somebody who has golden pieces that he could use, that he could give to the Yisomim. Ilo Mishtaka Gavra, the Islay Dava Pricha, Nechlo Zuzid Yasmi. But if you don't find a person who has these golden pieces, what, the Yisomim is just going to lose? The money's going to get used up, so you have to find a different option. So El Amar Avashi, Chazinan Gavra de Mishafu Nichse. Okay, you find somebody who's doing well. Mishafu Nichse, his nechasim, his assets are stable. So Omahemin, and he's a trustworthy man. Vishama Medina Daraisa, he listens to the halacha. Veloma Kabul Shamta Drabanan, he's never been put in Chayrim. Right? He's all good milos. You find an honest person who has some money to lend. V'yavinan lehu ni'aleva beidina. And then you give him the money of the Yisomim beidina and say you're responsible. You know, the Yisomim can't bear any loss. And therefore, that is what you do. Basically, you're allowed to violate it with Mr. Rabbanan in these cases, as the Shulchan Aruch says. Rashi says on the bottom, what do you have to do it by Bezdin for? Bottom Rashi, Bebedina Bifne Bezdin, Sheyesh Lem Koach Lahafkir, Nichse HaMakabel Eitzel HaYisomim. Whoa. Rashi says, you know why? Because of Hefker Bezdin. Bezdin has the power to be Mafkir, the assets, the money of the Makabel Eitzel HaYisomim, meaning, that he's never going to be able to cause these of a loss because Bezdin will just be Mafgir's property. Ulahas no simo karav l'schar v'rochel lehefsid. Rashi says the reason you're using Bezdin here is Hefker Bezdin Hefker. That Bezdin has the power, as we learned back in Maseches Gittin, to be in charge of the financial properties of Klal Yisrael, and based on a pasuk in Ezra and a pasuk in Yehoshua, and therefore that is why you do it in front of Bezdin. The Rashba does not like this pshat of that is not why we need the Bezdin in this case. The Rashba says, right here, because Pirish Rashi, he says, "Ve'ena mechuver be'enai da'avak ribisu ukeshetiknu lo lagabe yisomim tiknu." Here we're talking about ribis drabanan. What do you need hefker bezin hefker for here? You make a condition, and you know Bezdin is going to have to uproot. Bezdin doesn't have to uproot anything. If it's money on a daraisa level, they're going to have to uproot. But on a drabanan level, no, it's not ribis. If it's not ribis, what do you need hefker bezdin for? And also, you would need, if it's hefker bezdin hefker, the Rashba says you need a bezdin chashuv, roi lafkia. You can't use any bezdin. You don't have to be any, and the Gemara doesn't say that. So that's not why you need Bezdin here. Ela Nirali says the Rashba, Dilo lahafsid mamon hamekabel eitzel ayisomim kamar. That's not what we're talking about. Ela kidei litain rishus laaputrapa lahotzi mamon ayisomim mitachas yado v'lim saroso biyadachem lesasik bo. You need the Bezdin to tell the aputrapas, give it to so and so. Right, that's it, before it gets to the yisomim. Right, that's why, that's the issue here. On a practical level, right? Basically, Machlos, Rashi. Rashi says you need it on a fundamental halachic level. The Rashba says no. It seems like more. You're just trying to get it out from the hands of the yisomim, from the apotropis, in order to invest it with the other man. Machlokas, Rashi and the Rashba, why you need this. The, who are yisomim in this case, by the way? What age? Are we just talking about the yisomim that are ketanim? Is that all we're talking about? What was the language of the Gemara? The Rishonim here are medayik. The language of the Gemara earlier was that, what did Shmuel say? Even for diknani, even for people who have beards. So the Rishonim learned from there that maybe up until the time you have a beard, meaning up until the time you are financially stable and independent, so that is already called a katan in this regard. Says the Ramah, that same Ramah we were reading before, in Kuf Samach, Sif Yudches, Aval Beribis Drabban and Shari, Kozman Shelo Higdil Hayasom La'asok Bima'osav Kiderach Sharanashim. Afa Pishu Kfar Ben Yud Gimel Shana, Hoav Lo Higia Klichlal Das Mikri Yasom Le'inyin Zeh. Wow. So for this halacha of doing business on behalf of Yasomim, even if the Yasom's 14, 15 years old, he's considered a Yasom in this regard. Until he can be financially independent, he is called a Yasom. Like we have the principle of Gadol v'samach al Shulchan Aviv, right? Nikra Katan, right? And a Katan, that's Nikra Gadol, right? We like to mention that Vilna Gaon. The Gaon was once passing through a town, and somebody showed him his grandfather's Sefer, his Chumash, and he sees that on the side of Parshas Bereishis, he has a Gushanak. Right, he has this abbreviation that nobody's ever been able to figure out what it means. Right, Gushanak, written right next to the Yom Revi'i of Yemei Bereishis. Nobody can figure out what it was. And the Gra says, oh, it's Pashut. Says, what is it? Right, what do we know? The Chazal tell us by the sun and the moon, right, the Mar HaGadol and the Mar HaKatan. Why is it called Gadol and Katan? The sun was independent. That's why the sun was called Gadol. And the Levana, the Areach, was called Katan because he is not independent. His light comes from the rays of the sun. That's the definition of Gadol and Katan. That's the bracha, Rav Soloveitchik says. That's the bracha we give at a bris. Zeh HaKatan Gadol Yihyeh. This Katan, who is now dependent, right? The bracha is that he one day will become independent. Zeh HaKatan Gadol Yihyeh. Good. So the Gra says, Gushanak stands for Gadol V'samuch Al Shulchan Aviv Nikra Katan. Right, that's what the abbreviation that was on the side of this chumash that the Grah figured out what it is. That Gadol and Katan, right, that halacha. Like it here, in our case, the Ramah says, as long as he's older, if he's not financially independent, he's still called the Yasom. So a Gadol, that's Samach, al Shulchan Aviv, Nikra Katan, right, so halacha doesn't always determine it by age, but certain halachas it does, like by mitzvahs, chiyah mitzvahs, but in terms of financial practices, it might not be, wouldn't be translated that way. And the Gra on that Ramah quotes our Gemara. That's where it comes from, right? Mashakasav ha apidiknani. Right, that's what he quotes this Gemara. Elam Yishut, the kosher is Bali's Kana, Maz Vade Bala Chaldas, or Milsa the Psikta Nakat. Right, that's what the Gra says on that Ramah. Okay, a lot more here to talk about in terms of Yisurei Drabanan, Yisurei Daraisa, the difference between them. We'll see if there's time a little later to get back to that. As the Gemara here, the person who violated this Drabanan was also called a Rasha. Well, we didn't focus on that. Karav L'Schai V'Racha L'Hefzi, that's not Ribbis Daraisa. That's Ribbis Drabanan. And he's still called a Rasha. Somebody who violates this Drabanan is called a Rasha. It's a very strong Lashon, based on other sources. But that's an important detail, which we'll see. Maybe we'll get back to. Let's though continue now with Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, using the language that we had earlier, five more blot in this parak of Ribbis. Ein, Mekablin, Son Barzel, Mi Yisrael, Mereshu, Ribbis. Another Yisodos. This is the Amud in the parak about Ribbis from a guy. Here we go. Ein, Mekablin, Son Barzel, Mi Yisrael, Mereshu, Ribbis. A person who cannot accept Son Barzel, meaning an investment where all the Achrayis is on him, that he cannot accept because it is a Ribbis. Rashi points out that really we know this already. There's no chiddush in this Mishnah because we learned in the previous Mishnah, right? Back on Dav Samaches Amid Aleph, right? We had that a few days ago. The Mishnah says, "Ein moshivin chen vani lamachzis schar." Even if only half of it is considered a milvet ribis, here the whole thing is going to be called a milvet. So it's really not such a chiddush, but the chiddush is the second half of the line, right? Because we already learned earlier. Ava makablin so barzam in ha'akum. Right, but you could accept this case of ribis derabanan from an akum, meaning you accept it and you're gonna have to pay him. You're gonna have to pay him ribis because ribis does not apply in either direction with ovedes kochavim with non Jews. Ve'lovin mehen umavanos on beribis both directions. V'chein beger toshav and also by a ger toshav. A ger toshav. What is a ger toshav? A resident alien, as it's usually translated into English. But that is a major machlokas. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Daled, discusses all the different opinions about what ger toshav is. Rashi all over Shas always says, doesn't say it here, but all over he says ochel nevelos, but he does not obey Avodah Zarah. Right? He doesn't keep Avodah. It's not doesn't believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he eats strafe. Rashi does not say anything about Shevet Mislos Bnei Noach. Rashi just says, Ochel Nevelos. Right? Other Rishonim, quote, no, that hold like the other opinions. The Ritva, the Ritva and Mesechus Makos. The Ritva and Mesechus Makos on Daf Tes says that there are really three categories of non-Jews. Ger Toshav, number one, Hu Shekibel Bebezin Shel Yisrael, Lekayim Shevet Mislos Shenestavu Bnei Noach. Right? Number one, somebody got a Kabbalah. Ukazeh mutul is yashi benenu velazeh nikra toshav. V'kimen shekivu bevezin hu nikra b'sheve mitzvos elu mitzuve v'yose. V'chiha anu mitzuven lachyoso v'chulu v'chulu. Number one, there's a ger toshav. Then you have a ben noach, hu shalo kiblan bevezin, ela de kimlan shemekayim osamei atzmo. Interesting. If you're a Mekabel of Bebezdin, you're a Ger Toshav. If you're a Noahide, and you do the seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach, but you didn't have an official Kabbalah, then you're a Ben Noach. V'unidam bam k'mi she'ena mitzvah v'yoseh. A different category. And then you have Stam Kusi she'eno zar l'kayim mishav mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Then you have non-Jews who are not Zahir to be Mekayim mishav mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Those are the three categories of non-Jews, says the Ritva, in Makas Daftes Amid Al. Rav Asher Weiss in Bracious in Simin Zion, I think it is. Simin Zion, yeah, Parshas Noach discusses, how do you understand? Like the Ritva already alludes to it. But he discusses, V'yesh l'achor, the following Chakira. Is there a chalos shame mixas gerus by a ger toshav? Right, a ger toshav has a chalos shame. Like that Ritva, he's machalik between ger toshav and ben Noach. If there's a Kabbalah bezdin, that is a different status. Right? Is that true? Is that true that he's a chaloshim ger toshav, or it's just no? This is what he's doing, but it's not a separate status. Right? He says, "Im ze chalos kamo geiris gemura v'dum yedigert tzedek shenasek yisrael l'chol davar u'mischayev v'chol dini atar v'ni yochol achzer bo u'kamochem beger toshav." Now he's nepach from a nachri to a ger toshav. Oh no, shema ze shame b'tor bilvad. To call one shem kaim shai mitzvos bei noach nikra b'shem ger toshav. Uberega shapirik me'alav ol mitzvosav. If he refuses, apaka, he's no longer a ger toshav. De'ein ze din ger toshav chalos v'shinui b'gufa adam. Ela din misuyam hatoli bofan his hanuguso. Depends on his behavior. Doesn't give him a new status. So he quotes many rayas to the fact that to tzad echad, the first tzad, that there is a status. There is a status. He goes to Meiri and Yavamis who says that we don't have ger toshav today. De'ein makabel ger lachatzoin. Interesting lashon. He quotes others. He quotes the Kesef Mishnah and Ilchas Malachim that he was yatsu michlal zayin amamin. Right, he was. It sounds like there's a new status involved. But either way, this is a very big topic, very interesting topic. There is a Rashi in Yevamos that is difficult to understand. Rashi in Yevamos, Daf Mem Ches, says a Ger Toshav has to keep Shabbos. Ger Toshav has to keep Shabbos, which is unusual. That's one of the two mitzvahs that a goy is not allowed to keep. How is he allowed to keep Shabbos? So many say it's not B'tara Shabbos, it's B'tara Savodah Zarah, Maisa Bracious. Either way, it's a difficult Rashi there in Meseches Yevamos. Okay, so let's continue. So the Mishnah says that this case of Ribis Drabanan is aser between Jew and Jew, but is mutter between Jew and non-Jew. Last second line of the Mishnah, Malva Yisrael Ma'osav Shal Akum Midas Akum. A Jew is allowed to lend money of a non-Jew with his Das, Avalo Midas Yisrael. But not with the Das of Yisrael. What exactly is that case? we will have to wait to the Gemara to explain what is mutter and what is asr. Good. Says the Gemara now. Now we're talking about something that really could have been discussed for a couple of days, but the Gemara is about to discuss it now. In all these types of iska relationships, meaning Reuven gives Shimon an animal or an object to invest it, to work it, to be involved in it, and then he's going to get back miksas schar, right? Is it ribbis? Is it not ribbis? The question is, though, who is the real owner? Who is the real owner of the item? Especially if the person who gets it has a total achrayas. Who is the real owner? L'may nafkamina, who's the real owner? The Gemara is going to deal a bit with a few things. Number one, ribbis. Number one, ribbis. If the owner is the real owner, then there's a case of ribbis. If the owner is the real owner, it's more like a pikadon, then there's no real ribbis. Only if it's like a milveh, if it transfers, is it ribbis. Or, we'll see, what if there's offspring that come from the animal? Who owns the offspring? Right? Who could be makadesh with this at the time? Right? A number of different nafkaminas, as the Gemara is going to talk about right now. So, lameimra, by the fact that the Mishnah said that you cannot, create this son baza relationship because it's ribbis, it must be in the rishus of the makabel. Why? Because it's ribbis. If it's the makabel, that's called a milveh, giving it back would be ribbis. Right? If it wouldn't be in the rishus of the makabel, it would be just considered a pikadon, rishus of demari isa, then it wouldn't be a ribbis problem. So the Gemara says, lameimra, this mishnah sounds like the rishus of the makabel kaima, but we learned in the mishnah in Mesachas Bechoros, ha makabel tzon parzol man anachrim. If I have this relationship, I take a sheep from a guy, I have full responsibility, I'm going to have to give it back to him. Right? Same type of case as our mishnah, vlados paturim man anachora. The offspring are exempt from the chiyuv of bechor. If there is a bechor born to the offspring, so then pater. Because the goy is still considered to have bailus. So one second, stira, our mishnah says that there the bailus goes to the makabel. That's why there's a ribbis problem. And over there, the mishnah says that bailus belongs to the bailus is on the owner, right? Because there is no chiyuv kedushas bechor, right? Stira. So what could be an answer? Don't compare Hilchas Ribbis to Hilchas Kedushas Bechor. That's going to be the eventual answer. But before we get there, we're still trying to say that it's not a difference in Halacha, but there's a difference in Ukimta. Rashi points out also here, the Vlados Paturim means even the second generation. Not just the first generation. The offspring that comes from this animal. Even the offspring's offspring. Right? There's still the bilus of a guy that is extinct. So Amar Abaya, first try, Lokasha, Had Makabal Onsa Vizula, Had Lo Makabal, the Lo Kabal Onsa Vizula. In the Mishnah in Bechoros is where the Makabel accepted full, no matter what happens, depreciation, onis, everything, I'm responsible. So if that's true, then it's like a picado. That's why the guy is considered to be the owner. But in our Mishnah here, in Bamitzia, so he was not Makabel, full owns of Azula, so that is why it is considered a milveh. Says the Gemara Amalei Rava, Ida Kabbalah Mara, owns of Azula, if in the case of Bechoros, he accepted, so Tzon Barzel Karislei. Do you call that Son Barzel, that he's responsible? The language of Son Barzel doesn't really fit. Why? Rashi says, Halei heim pochsim etzlo. If the Nachri accepted, there's a depreciate. I'm sorry, I miss the way Rashi has it. Other Rishon, I wanted to say Rashi Pshat. Rashi adds in a line here, a word, Ida kabal alei nachri, owns of Azula, which is the opposite. Let's go with Rashi Pshat again. Let's go back a line. Abaya says, lo kasha, hada makabale owns of Azula. Here is where the guy accepted owns of Azula. He accepts depreciation. If whatever happens, just give it right back to me. That's why it's a pikadon. And here he didn't accept owns of Azula in our Mishnah, right? The owner did not accept. So based on that understanding, Rava says, but if the guy accepts that, meaning even if it's depreciated, you just give it back to him, then that's not Son Barzel. Iron means it's going to go back to him no matter what. He's not going to lose anything. So Amalei Rava, Ita Kabale Marva owns of Azula, Son Barzel Karis Lay. Number one, would you, the language is a problem. Va'od, and also, what's the va'od? Look at Rashi for a second. Va'od, Iisa, Teheicha, the Kabale owns of Azula, Karis Lay, Son Barzel. If it's true that you would still call that a Son Barzel case, back to the Gemara, so then, Adatani Seifa, then in our Mishnah, Why does it say of a makabon so barzam and a akum? Why do you say it's usher from a Jew and mutter from a non-Jew? Liflok b'didei. Keep it within Jews. There's a way they will be mutter. So the Gemara rejects that answer. Ella says, Rava, don't be mechalik between technical ukimtes, be mechalik fundamentally, between Bechar and Ribbis. Ella Amarava, Idi V'Idi Dilo Kabbalah Le Mara Onsa Vezula. In both cases, he did not accept to bear the brunt of the loss, meaning it's Son Barzel, and you have to give it back in full. V'Gabi Bechoros, Hainu Tam Devladus Paturim and Bechora. And by Bechoros, why do we say Pater? Right? Why do we say Pater? Meaning, if it's totally, he has total achrayas, then it's real milveh, so it really should be looked at as owned by the Makabel. So why would you have a ptur? Kivan di lo yav zuze. What if the guy comes and wants to collect and the guy doesn't have money? Right? It's like a milveh, he has to give back money. Asi nachri tough is lala behema. The nachri is going to come and take the animal. V'ilo mishkach lala behema. If he doesn't have the behema, tough is lala vlado. So take the offspring. V'havi li ya nachri be'emsa. That's considered the nachri has some type of vested interest, some type of hand in it. V'chol ya nachri be'emsa. The halacha is, if the nachri has any little connection to this animal, that's already enough to pater from Kedushas Bechar. You have a very low standard for what is needed to be mafkiyam from Kedushas Bechar. And that's why there's a chilek between Hilchos Bechar and Hilchos Ribbis. Period. Okay, there's a lot about Kedushas Bechar, but not for now. Let's just get to the last section of the daf, at least start it. Mar behono b'neshach matar bis l'chonin dalam yikbitzenu. The Gemara Patek says the Mishlei, if somebody gains many assets through interest, l'chonin dalim yikbitzenu. To the one who is chonin dalim, meaning Hashem, yikbitzenu, he will collect it. So the Pashas is talking about if somebody takes ribis, Hashem is going to take it away from you, like we had earlier on yesterday's daf from Rav Chama. But the Gemara darshens it on another level. My lechonein dalim. What does it mean, lechonein dalim? To the one who shows favor to the dalim, Amar of Rav Kagon Shvar Malka. What's Shvar Malka? Rashi pshat. Rashi says Shvar Malka was a non-Jewish king, a Persian king. He used to take Jews' money and give it to the non-Jews. And dal in the pasuk is referring to the non-Jews because they're dalim min ha-mitzvos. And it means if you take money through interest, it's going to be lost. Amar of Nachmin, Amar li huna lo nitzercha ela tafilu ribis dovi kochavim. Even if you take ribis from a guy, meaning why is it going to go to the guyim? Because you got it from the guyim, right? If you got it from a non-Jew, it's going to go to the non-Jew. Rav Huna says, even ribis from a non-Jew should not be taken. Eis ve-ravalor of Nachmin bo a minute. Rav Nachman says, La Nachri Tashich. The Pasuk says, My Tashich. Lav Tishok. Doesn't it mean to bite, to take interest? There's Lo Tashich. Maybe it means to pay him interest. Lo Sagi de Lavachi. Well, there's no way. The Pasuk says, Dafka, pay him interest. Lafuki Achicha de Lo. It just means, it's to be, meaning to a Jew, don't, but to a guy, yes. Achicha Bedyaksebe. It says in Beferish, Lo Achicha Lo Tashich. Lavar Allah Baseva Lo Sasei. No, it really is to say that you buy the Nasein and Alosa by a Jew. The big question is, how does the Rambam read this Gemara? The Rambam, as we mentioned earlier in the parak, the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah Sasei Daraisa. It's one of the 613, right? To pay, to lend a non-Jew with interest, right? The Gemara is, the Rambam says, I'm a Feirish. It's mitzvah, kuf, tzadi, ches. The Rambam says, Shetzivanu levakish ribis min hagoy. The oznil velo, ad shalo no ileyu velo nazar lo. Aval, afil binyin alvash, and it's naimo. Vechulu. He says, kizem mitzvah lo rishus, la nachri tashich. Right? The Rambam says that, and the Ravid jumps on the Rambam. Ravid says, lo nimsa bisifri la nachri tashich zu mitzvah asay. El mishim lav abam mechlal asay. No, it's not a separate asay. And the Rambam says that also in Hilchos Mamo Velova in Parakeh. The big Shaila, exactly. How does the Rambam read this Gemara? Is it a machlokes? Meaning, once the maskana is that really just teaching us in Asein Alosa, say, by non-Jews, you know, how do you understand the halacha by Jews? Right, we still have a couple of lines which we didn't finish yet, but the Gemara is going to say maybe only Kedei Chayav. Tosfos here has an important line in Tashich. Look at the third line of Tosfos in Tashich on the bottom. The Yeshlom Adahachi Parach Mehai Kra. Tekivan Da'am Rachman Ala Nachri Tashich. And you want to say it's also the Rabbanan somehow, but if the Torah says it's mutter, The Rabbanan can't come along and say it's Usser. What does that sound like? The Taz. The Rasha says, that's our Taz. Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, and also beginning in Yaredeya, the Taz says, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, that if the Torah says something is mutter, beferish, the Rabbanan can't just knock it out totally. They can limit it, they can say sometimes it's Usser, but they can't knock it out totally. So this is the Shaila. The Shulchan Aruch, let's just read the Maskana, and then we'll get to more tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem, the Shulchan Aruch says, we mentioned yesterday, the first simon in Hilchos Ribis is lending money to a non-Jew. Dvar Torah mutter lahalbos lovei kochavim beribis. Vachachamim asruhu, this is based on the next line of the Gemara, which we didn't read yet. Vachachamim asruhu, imlo kedei chayav, ola tamen chacham, ola ribis d'rabanan. Right? But the Chachamim limited it, it's mutter if you really need it. If you really need it, or it's ribis d'rabanan, and then the Shulchan Aruch says two more words, v'yoha idna, mutter b'chol inyan. But today, it's mutter b'chol inyan. Why? Tosfos says, and I'll read it from the Chachamim Adam, because now we need it. If this is how a person survives, the Chachma Zadam writes, "Chayadam ubizman atanaim asru chachamim kedei shelo lilmod mimaaseihem lo hitiru ela kedei chayav amnam nizman azeh hitiru legamrei shebalav hachi kol michyaseinu panasaseinu mehem v'lachein mutter legamrei." That is the Chayadam. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. But this is some of the issues that there's. So there, it's mutter midaraisa. The Rabbanan limited in certain contexts, but then it could be that those limitations don't apply bizman hazeh. And again, remember, we're not talking about gezel. We're not talking about toast. We're talking about something that everybody does, and it's accepted business practice in a lot of places, and that would be mutter. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue.